I won't try to sing Sweeter as the Days Go By, okay? Whatever key you want to put it in, I'll try to sing. Well, we were singing it a while ago, you know, so. All right, give me an introduction there then. The moment he saved me, his good grace he gave me, he placed his love down deep in my heart. There's great joy in knowing with him I'll be going, and nevermore from him to depart. Oh, it gets sweeter as the days go by. You get sweeter as the moments fly. His love gets richer, deeper, fuller, sweeter, 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 sweeter as the days go by. The more I love him, the more I trust him, nothing good for me to deny. The longer I know him, the better I can show him. I couldn't stop now if I tried. Oh, it gets sweeter as the days go by. It gets sweeter as the moments fly. His love gets richer, deeper, fuller, sweeter. Sweeter, sweeter, sweeter as the days go by. Well, I believe that. I do believe that. He gets sweeter as the days go by. Take your Bible tonight, if you would, to Romans chapter 9. Romans chapter 9. And we're going to look here for a little bit. And I'll preach till I get through. I sometimes say, well, it'll be long or it'll be short. I don't know how long it'll be. We'll find out here in a little bit. I'll say this, the first two points are short. It's the third one that's longer, okay? So when we get to the third, don't get excited because it may take a while, all right? All right, Romans chapter 9, if you will. And I've said all that, and I didn't turn to Romans chapter 9. Romans chapter 9, the Bible says in verse 1, I say the truth in Christ, I lie not, my conscience also bearing me witness in the Holy Ghost, that I have great heaviness and continual sorrow in my heart, for I could wish that myself were accursed from Christ for my brethren, my kinsmen according to the flesh, who are Israelites, to whom pertaineth the adoption and the glory and the covenants and the giving of the law and the service of God and the promises, whose are the fathers, and of whom as concerning the flesh Christ came, who is over all, God blessed forever. Amen. Amen. I want to speak to you tonight on a little bit different subject. I want to speak to you on thank God for the Jew, all right? Thank God for the Jew. The Apostle Paul was a Jew. If you read in the scripture there, he talks about being a Pharisee of the Pharisees, an educated Jew in the sense of educated in the Jewish faith. And they were, as he says here in our verses we read, they were his kinsmen according to the flesh. And boy, you read here and you see what a burden Paul had for his own people. Man, he had a burden. Notice what he said. I could wish that myself were accursed from Christ for my brethren. He had a desire and a want to for them to be saved. And but it's kind of interesting that with all of that great desire he had, God used him to become the apostle to the Gentiles, all right? And but that didn't take away from the burden he had and the love he had for his own people, and he wanted them to get saved. And boy, when you begin to talk about the Jews, though, folks in our days have all kinds, man, there's all kinds of different beliefs and ideas regarding the Jewish people. If you go on the Internet, which I don't suggest you do, but if you go on there and begin to look, man, there's some people that believe that every Jew is going to be saved, and so there's no reason for you to witness to them. God's going to take care of them, and every one of them are going to be converted. That's wrong. That is not true. Hey, the Jew needs to hear the gospel just as much as anybody else, and they need to repent. They need to trust Jesus Christ as their Savior. So, yep, that's a wrong idea. Then there's folks, I guess you'd say, on the other extreme. They say God's through with the Jew. There is a theology out there today called replacement theology. Just write WRONG, all right? Or you could write HERESY, heresy, all right? But they believe and they teach that God's through with the Jew, and instead of the Jewish, all the promises that were given to the Jewish people has now been handed over to the church. And so it's all the church, the promises to them has been made to the church. That's wrong as it can be. God's not through with the Jew. Don't you know God knew what he was saying when he talked to the Jewish people? And when the scripture, and he made promises to them. Our God, he makes a promise. He keeps the promise, okay? He keeps the promise. Then today we've got people that teach and preach a hatred for the Jewish people, all right? It's referred to as anti-Semitism, and it's a hatred there. There's people today that blame all the evils in the world on the Jews, on the Jews. By the way, that's been done for years. The bubonic plague, when it came back in, 1300s, 1400s in that area, a lot of people blame that on the Jews. And it didn't affect the Jewish people as much as it did everybody else. And so they wanted to blame them and said, why didn't he? Because the Jews had the Bible, and the Bible says, wash your hands. Amen. And by the way, it says, wash them in running water, okay? And do that. Back then, during the Civil War, a lot of the death was from disease. It was from infection. I mean, I don't want to get too graphic, all right, but they had saw off one limb and get in this pail of water and wash their hands, go to the next, saw off, same pail of water, wash their hands. Man, there was no cleanly idea of hygiene's out the window. But God had told the Jewish people how to take care of those things. And because of that and other things, people are jealous. Listen, you can like it. You can call me racist or whatever you want to for saying what I'm fixing to say. But God's blessed the Jew with the ability to make money. God's blessed them with the ability to do it. And yes, there's been a lot of Jewish bankers and all of that. And boy, people envy folks that have money. So that's the reason a lot of people hate the Jewish people and would like to see them dead. And Hitler did. But I don't tell you, it didn't start with him. It didn't end when he died. There's still people out there in the world that, they hate them just as much as anybody ever did. Hey, well, they're as wrong as they can be, all right? I'm going to tell you, I thank God for the Jewish people. Thank God for the Jewish people. Every Bible believer owes a debt to the Jews. Every Bible believer. The Bible tells us that all the world will be blessed by the Jewish people. All the world be blessed by the Jewish people. Just a few things very simply tonight. Number one, the Word of God. The Word of God. Chapter 3 of Romans. Would you look there? Chapter 3 of Romans. What a wonderful thing we got from the Jews when we got the Word of God. Romans chapter 3, verse 1. What advantage then hath the Jew, or what profit is there of circumcision? Much every way, chiefly, here it is, chiefly, because that unto them were committed the oracles of God. Unto them were committed the oracles of God. Hey, listen, this book right here, this is a Jewish book. This is a Jewish book. Every author, every writer that God used was a Jew. No Gentiles wrote any of these books. They were Jewish people. God used Jewish people. No Gentile had a hand in it. By the way, it's centered on the Jewish people. Centered on the Jewish people. It's amazing how much of an influence that the Jewish people have had on the world, culturally, if you will, when they're so insignificant politically. Hey, for years and years, I mean hundreds of years, there was no Jewish state. Hundreds of years. But they still had an influence on this whole world, all right? And a lot of that came about because of this book. this book right here. God used this book. Man, I thank God that God used the Jewish people to give us a perfect Bible, all right? Perfect Bible. Hey, this book tells us how to get to heaven, how to keep from going to hell, all right? This one right here. But not only does that, you know, some people think, well, that's all the Bible's for. But I'll tell you, the Bible gives us the formula for a successful life. You want a successful life? Live it by what God says. Live it by the Word of God. Just find out what the Bible says, do and do it. You want a good, happy home? Do what the Bible says. You want to raise contented, happy kids? Do what the Bible says, all right? You want to be happy? Do what the Bible says. I start to say happy, wealthy, and wise. Healthy, well, but you may not be healthy. You may not be wealthy, but you can be wise, all right? You can be wise. And boy, just thank God. Had it not been the Jewish people, where would we be? They gave us a book. They gave us a book that stood the test of time. We sit here today and we read it, and the last book in the Word of God was written close to 2,000 years ago now. But we sit down and we read it, and it is just as up to date. Probably even better than the newspaper, all right? Because the newspaper will lie to you. But boy, this book won't do that. What a blessing. What a blessing. Obviously, we owe a debt to the Jewish race, if you will, because that's where our Savior came from.
Amen.
That is where the Savior of the world came from. The Lord Jesus Christ was a Jew. Was a Jew, all right? Physically, he was born of Mary. Without him, we wouldn't have a chance in this world. And we dead sure wouldn't have a chance for the other world to come. But we owe a huge debt to the Jewish people. And the world, the crowd that wants to go around and hate them and malign them and kill them. And by the way, it's not just Arabs. It is not just Arabs. There's a lot of people in government that are anti-Jew. Even today, a lot of people are. Hey, I've got a hatred for them. But thank God for them. Without it, we have no Savior. Without them, we have no Bible. But don't look it with me, if you will, in 1 Corinthians chapter 10. This is point number 3. It's going to take a little longer, okay? 1 Corinthians chapter 10. I want you to look here. Not only did the Jews give us our Bible and the Jews give us our Savior, but boy, they did something else for us that is just a help, and it ought to be a help every day you live. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, look at verse 1. Moreover, brethren, I would not that ye should be ignorant how that all our fathers were under the cloud and all passed through the sea, and all were baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea, and did all eat the same spiritual meat, and did all drink the same spiritual drink, for they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ.
Amen.
But with many of them God was not well pleased, for they were overthrown in the wilderness. Now these things were our examples. Would you maybe just kind of make a note of that? These things were our examples, to the intent we should not lust after evil things as they also lusted. Neither be ye idolaters as were some of them, as it is written, the people sat down to eat and drink and rose up to play. Neither let us commit fornication as some of them committed and fell in one day 23,000. Neither let us tempt Christ as some of them also tempted and were destroyed of serpents. Neither murmur ye as some of them also murmured and were destroyed of the destroyer. Now all these things happened unto them for examples, and they are written for our admonition upon whom the ends of the world are come. I want you to take a look here. The great thing, boy, we'll be grateful for the Jews because they provide an example for us for life. They provide examples. Notice, the Bible said there in verse 11, these things happen unto them for examples, all right, for examples for examples, and they are written for our admonition. It happened to them, but it was for us. It was for us. I don't know about you, but I think one of the greatest ways to learn is by example.
Amen.
We see examples. I always said when in math class, it was one thing to just read it out of a book and go, huh? But it was different when the teacher, the professor, would put an example on the board, say, follow this example. Once I could see that example, I'm good. I'm good. Hey, boy, it's good to see examples in life. It's good to see examples in life. People taught you to do some things. They showed you, here's how to do it. They didn't just tell you how. Can you imagine learning how to knit from a book with no pictures? I don't know, is there any knitters in here? Anybody knit? Charles knits, okay, yeah. All right, crocheting. How about, I know some of you crochet. All right, did you learn out of a book, just reading a book? Totally out of a book? Yeah, somebody showed you. Now, once you understand, you could probably read a book about maybe some special stitch. I'll get in trouble real quick here because I'm not a crocheter, all right? And you might could read something, but man, you started out because somebody said, look, if do this. Do this. The thing I've always wanted to see is how it started.
Amen.
I've seen ladies working on something, you know, and they're knit, they're crocheting all along, they're working them needles. All right. Okay, fine. But how'd that start?
Right.
That's what I want to know. I mean, here's a piece of yarn, go to it, all right?
Yeah.
And but I usually see it after they already got started, you know, and what are you making a knot to when you got nothing to knot it to? But anyway, you know, you learn. Somebody showed you, right? An example. They teach people to fly. Oftentimes they'll set them in trainers and a simulator. And Brother Chanu used to be a member of our church. He worked, and he helped pilots maintain their ratings. He worked with them in simulators. And they'd sit down, and hey, you can crash your simulator, and everybody walks away. And there's no fire. And there's no price to pay, all right?
Yeah.
But you do that, and the real thing, it's a trick to walk away from it, all right?
Yes, sir.
But we learn, right? We learn by experience. We learn by the example. You know what? God did us such a wonderful thing when he gave us the Jewish people, and they lived their life, and he recorded what happened to them and what they did, and he said, now, that's for your example.
Right.
That's for you. You're to take what happened to them and learn from it. In some instances, they showed us what not to do.
Amen.
Some instances they showed us, don't do this. Don't do this. They lusted, the Bible said, after evil things.
Yeah.
You know, God tells us not to do it. He showed us what happened to the Jews when they did it.
Yeah.
And yet we got tons of people today, that's exactly what they're doing.
Amen.
Well, don't say, well, I didn't know. Yeah, you did. God told you. He gave you an example.
Right.
Said don't do it. And we still do it. But he gave us examples. Hey, they were idolaters. They turned to idolatry.
Amen.
Now, well, you know, I scratch my head and I think, how in the world did they do that?
Yeah.
How could those people that had the history, hey, it was their history. They were the ones. It was their people that God delivered out of Egypt.
Right.
It was everybody. He's the one. He took them through out of the wilderness. He crossed the Red Sea on dry land. He drowned the Egyptian army that tried to chase him. He led them by a pillar of cloud by day, pillar of fire by night. He fed them 40 years in the wilderness. All they had to do was go out and pick it up. I know somebody sitting here saying, well, it got monotonous. You got to eat, though, didn't you? All
right?
God took care of them. The Bible said the clothes didn't wear out. And I know that upset some people because y'all like to change, all right? Man, I just when my shirts get comfortable, my wife says, you need to throw that away. She's right, but man, I hate to do it because it's comfortable, you know. Hey, listen, God blessed. He showed them, and then they turned to idolatry.
Yes, sir.
They turned away from the true God, the living God, and began to serve idols. My soul said, how do they do that? Same way God's people today. Make an idol out of things. We make an idol out of some ball team.
Come on.
We make an idol out of some activity. It gets between us and God. If you got anything between you and God, it's an idol. So, well, I'm not worshiping it. Yeah, but it's where you're spending your tithe, okay? It's where you put your love. That's what you're doing with your time. Hey, God, help us. God said it happened to them for examples. The Bible said they tempted Christ. He said, wait a minute, he wasn't there. That's the scripture said those Old Testament Jews tempted Christ. And they were destroyed of serpents. It says they murmured against God. They murmured against God. You know anybody that does that? You ever heard somebody do that? I'll be honest with you. I've heard Christian people complain about God. Professing Christians. Things didn't go their way and they murmured against God. They forgot what God did for them and they wandered away from Him. Boy, we've got their example. We've got their example. We know what not to do. But hey, I'll tell you what, I'm glad for some positive examples too, all right? It's not all negative. The history of the Jewish people is not all negative. They provided some patterns for us. Think of this fellow named Abraham. Oh, Abraham tripped up here and there, but what a man he was, the father of the faithful. The man who's looking for a city whose builder and maker was God. Amen. What a challenge for us. We're on a sojourn through this world. This world is not our home. It wasn't Abraham's either. He never found the place for him because he's looking for a place to come. You and I, that's the example. That's us. We're living by faith, walking by faith. The kind of life Abraham lived, looking for God. Looking for that city. That's us. He gave us Abraham as a pattern for our life. He gave us a fellow by the name of Moses. Moses, the great lawgiver. The faithful leader. Boy, he led the most unruly bunch of folks you could ever get hooked to. Man, I mean, complaining and griping, and Moses did real well. And are you right there thinking about his failure? How many times did he fail? Well, one time that really stands out is that second time when he was told the folks needed water and he was commanded to speak to the rock. But Moses, see, this is an encouragement to me. I look at Moses' failures and it's an encouragement. He said, how could it be? Because he was human. Amen. Just like we are. He didn't speak to it that second time. He struck it again. And hey, but you know what? God still used him. God was still using him. You and I, we look at Moses and we think about some of the things he did wrong. But wait a minute. Look what he did right and God still used him. God will use us too. What a blessing it is. I think of the man David. The Bible calls him the man after God's own heart. What a blessing. What a blessing. Listen, here he is. Even as a young boy, God used David. What a lesson. You don't have to wait until you're 75 for God to use you. You don't have to wait until you're 50 or 40. I believe old David was a teenager when he stood before Goliath. Stood there and took him on. And God uses people. Isn't that an encouragement to you? What a blessing to think of David. Here he is, you know, the kind of the least in the house of his dad. Samuel goes down to his father's house to anoint the next king, and Samuel looks him over, and every time he looks at one, God said, nope, not him. Man, he went through, everybody was there, and so Samuel said, okay, Lord. He said, Jesse, you got any more boys? Well, I do. There's one out keeping the sheep. Well, that's the one God wanted. One God wanted. He might not have looked like much to the unaided eye, but God saw something in him. And it's what was inside him. Oh, listen, what an example for us, all right? You say, well, I'll never be king. Nobody said you had to. Well, I can't even handle a slingshot. You don't have to. You missed the lesson, all right? It's not how accurate you are shooting rocks with a slingshot, all right? It's what's inside you says, I want to do something for God. I want to do something for God. Boy, what a blessing it was. I think of Joseph. God gave us a pattern for life in Joseph. Joseph, the one of the greatest types of Christ in the Word of God. Lied about. Mistreated. Y'all can relate, can't you? My story of my life. I've been mistreated all my life. Well, cheer up. So was Joseph, all right? They lied about him. His own family. His own family sold him into slavery. But Joseph, boy, he stands as a shining example of what God can do with somebody that just say, here I am. Here I am, Lord. I'm for you. I'm going to stick for you and stick by you. What a pattern for us in life. Then I can't help it. I mean, we could go on and on, but I think of Daniel. Daniel, who steadfastly refused to defile himself with the king's meat. Oh, my goodness. Wait a minute. We do not know how many young people were carried out of Israel into Babylon. We don't know how many went, all right? We do know four. We do know four. And sometimes we as God's people, we think, well, there's just not enough of us. There's only four of them, okay? Mark it down. The whole empire of Babylon heard of those four. The whole empire heard of those four. Why? Because they went along to get along. No. No. Mm-mm. No, they refused. It all began with a refusal. Refusal. Can you imagine how it went through that crowd? That crowd that was just like Daniel and his three buddies. Can you imagine how the word went? Hey, man, y'all hear Daniel? Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach. Those guys, they're refusing what the king gave them. Man, I wouldn't want to be in their shoes. I'm sure the story spread just among that group. But it came out pretty good, didn't it? God made them look better than the rest of the whole crowd. God gave them wisdom. God used them. Don't you know when Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego refused to bow to Nebuchadnezzar's great idol and image? Don't you know the rest of the crowd that bowed? Don't you know, man, a ripple went through the crowd? Hey, man, there's three guys, ain't it? I guarantee you there were some of them like this. They were looking. They were trying to find out, who is that? That's them three nuts. It's them three crazy Jews. They've been causing trouble ever since they came into the country. I guarantee you they knew about the whole empire knew. They heard. They defied Nebuchadnezzar. He gave them another chance. They said, we ain't doing it. And they're throwing them in the furnace. Well, I hope they like it. I hope they like being barbecued. But I guarantee you the story spread when there was four men in that fire and only put three in there. He said, man, did you hear about what happened? Yeah, they didn't burn. Not only that, they were in there walking around in the fire. You would think you'd get out of there. No. Hey, God gives us some examples. God gives us, we oftentimes we think of the Jewish people and we think of a lot of their failures, and they did. The Israelites failed on many occasions. But you mark it down, all right? God took those people and showed us it was possible and preferable to repent and come back and get reconciled to God. Man, they did so numerous times, especially you read the book of Judges. Man, they'd get in a mess. They'd repent. God send them a deliverer. Hey, listen, how dumb are we? We look at the example he gave us. We look at what he's done for us. And then somebody comes along and says, man, I despise those Jews, not me. Thank God for the example. I want to tell you, I thank God, when I was a kid in Sunday school, those were exciting stories. Those were exciting stories. I'm going to tell you something. I hadn't been a kid in a long time. But those are exciting stories. Yes, sir. And I understand more now than I did then as a kid. Man, it was just a neat story then. But now it's a reality as to what God will do with His people that will surrender to Him and serve Him. What an example. What an example. We preachers, we preach to young people about Joseph. What a good example. We preach to young people about Daniel and about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and we ought to. And we preach to everybody, though. Hey, it's not just them. You pick it. It's good for everybody to hear it. The challenge us. Hey, it's those same people are still the chosen people of God. God chose them. He hadn't changed His choice, all right? Hadn't changed His choice. My uncle, he's dead now, so we can talk about him. My uncle was kind of notorious for making a decision and then second-thinking it. I mean, you know, he pastored churches, and by the way, I'm using him as an example. I'm not making fun of him. I love my uncle, okay? And God used my uncle. But he was famous for second-guessing his decisions to the point he was in Florida. My dad's pastoring there in Fort Myers, and not too long after that, my uncle came and took a church in North Fort Myers. And he pastored over there, and then, he told my dad, I'm resigning, I'm taking this church here. And he left, and so help me, it wasn't a couple of months, he came back. And those folks took him back, you know. Personally, I would have thought, y'all are lucky to get rid of him. No, just kidding, all right. He's a good preacher, good pastor. And he came back, but it wasn't too long after that. I mean, not long at all. Brian, he's leaving again. He second-guessed himself, all right. He second-guessed himself. You and I... God never second-guessed the choice He made. He chose those Jewish people. He chose them, and He gave them a land.
Amen.
And I'll tell you, God's never changed His mind about that. Never changed His mind about that. That land today still belongs to them. Still belongs to them. You want to read an unbelievable story, you sit down and read the account of when they got their nationhood in 1948. It's a great book called Old Jerusalem. If you can get, it's used out of print. If you can get your hand on a copy of it, I've got one, but I ain't letting you use it, all right? Because I don't want to lose it. But, I mean, you want to read an exciting account of how as soon as the nation of Israel was announced, they were pounced on by their neighbors. And Great Britain said, okay, we don't want to facilitate this fight, so we're going to declare an arms embargo. Well, that's fine, except before that, they had already armed the Arabs. They had already armed them. But I'll tell you what, you read that, and you read the account of God, He was still in the corner of His people. His chosen people. And boy, He gave them that land. He allowed them to come back to it. And it's there today. By the way, they're not leaving. They're not leaving. They're going to be attacked again. But the Lord's going to fight for them again. All right? Oh, what a time. What a time's coming. You mark it down, all right? Could I say this to you before we get through? We ought to have a burden for those people. There shouldn't be envy. There shouldn't be jealousy. We ought to have a burden for them. Satan's blinded them. We ought to have a burden because they're lost. We ought to have a burden for the lost, period. We ought to have a burden for God's chosen people. Satan's blinded them. We support two fellows whose names I'm not going to call because it could hurt them, harm them. and trying to work with those folks. Hey, listen, and there's others. We ought to have a burden for them.
Yes, sir. Amen.
The Bible says we ought to pray for the peace of Jerusalem.
Amen.
Yes. We ought to. We ought to pray for them. I tell you, I don't want anything to do with any group or any organization that is in any way anti-Semitic.
Amen.
Nothing. I don't want anything to do with them. God's still for them. He's working to bring them to repentance. I don't want to find myself in opposition to the plan of God. I just don't want to do it. Plus, I'm a little bit selfish.
Yes, sir.
Because he said, I'll bless them that bless you.
Right.
And I'll curse him that curses you. I'd like to get in on the blessing,
Amen.
All right? Much rather get in on the blessing.
Amen.
I don't want the curse of God. Hey, listen, my friend. You hear me? Thank God for the Jews.
Yes.
Thank God for the Jewish people. Boy, God's been close to them. They've been his chosen people for years. Nothing's changed. He said, does it bother you? Not a bit. I'm glad we got grafted in, man. I'm glad God made a way for us to get saved. I sure am. Heavenly Father, help us now. Lord, help us to realize the truth of the Scriptures. We live in a day where there's hatred and spite directed against the Israelis, the Jewish people. Lord, I pray we'd never be found on the side of those who are against your people. But Lord, instead, may we have a burden for their souls. May we do everything we can to reach them with the gospel. And then, Lord, may we do everything we can to support them. Because, Lord, I want your blessing. Help us now. Help us to not just have a burden for them, but a burden for the lost, period. For us, in Jesus' name I pray and ask it all. Amen. God bless you. It's good to have you tonight. You're dismissed.